Some people quote examples from the Holy Quran to show that prophets made mistakes. If this is true, how does infallibility make sense? For example, the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. The Holy Quran says, "We said to Adam, dwell with your wife in paradise and eat from whatever you desire, but do not approach this tree, otherwise you will be amongst the zalimeen." So what did they do? They approached that tree. Therefore, they are zalimeen. So how does this make sense if prophets are supposed to be protected and infallible? Let's dissect this. Those who believe that Adam alayhi salam committed a sin say that eating the forbidden fruit was a sin, and Adam being expelled from heaven to earth as the punishment. Firstly, Adam was destined to come to earth anyway. God had said, "I want to place a Khalifa on the earth." Whether or not he ate the forbidden fruit, Adam would have come to earth anyway, so that was not a punishment. Secondly, if coming of Adam to earth was a punishment of eating the forbidden fruit, then he should have been returned to paradise after God forgave him. Why? Because forgiveness means cancelling the punishment. Adam should have been taken back to paradise. This did not happen, which proves that Adam's coming to earth was not a punishment, and eating was not a sin. Thirdly, zalimin is derived from the word zalama or dhulm. Dhulm has four different meanings. Number one, to misplace a thing. Number two, to come to harm. Number three, to oppress. Number four, to make haste before time. Depending on the circumstance, whenever a word has more than one meaning, we need to use the right meaning at the right time. For example, if I say I'm going to the bank, bank could mean money bank or river bank. Or if I say I'm getting the bat, bat could mean baseball bat or as an animal bat. So we have to use the right meaning for the right sentence. So here we have to understand what the word dhulm means. We are looking at the verse by understanding the prophets are infallible as proven in last lesson. So we have to pick the right definition to prove the infallibility of Adam alayhi salam. If we say it means whom harm would come to, this means facing the difficulties of the earthly life and losing the comforts of the heaven. If we take this definition, does it mean Adam alayhi salam committed a sin? Of course not. If we were to say to make haste before time, basically this means if you approach this tree, your time in paradise will be shorter and you will be sent to earth. And we know that Adam was created to live on earth and not in paradise. God says, "I created the Khalifa for the earth," and didn't say, "I created the Khalifa for the paradise." So this meaning also makes sense. If this is correct, another question arises. No matter what definition we take, isn't going against the orders of God a sin and a direct violation of infallibility? Here we need to understand how orders work. There are two types of orders. Number one, ta'abudi or mawlawi orders. These are things that are halal, haram, wajib orders. Two, irshadi orders. This means guidance, and it's up to us if we want to follow those orders or not. For example, a doctor recommends us to take this medicine, but we choose not to. Is this a sin? No, it's not. Or another example, it's better for us to pray Salat al-Layl. It's not a ta'abudi order. If it was a ta'abudi order, Salat al-Layl will be wajib. It is an irshadi order. It is better for you to pray it. So when God says, "Don't approach this tree," it is an irshadi order, and we know this because in paradise there was no sharia and laws of halal and haram there. Whenever we hear of any mistakes made by prophets, they are not actually sins that affect their position as spiritual guides. Instead, such actions are called tark al-awla, which means leaving the better option. It is possible for a prophet to do this, but as such, a prophet cannot commit sins.